Good morning. Today is 4th of February 2019. We welcome you to IGSL Morning Podcast. Indian shares ended notably higher on Friday as investors shared major announcements in the interim budget presented in Parliament. The election budget announced measures to boost the primary engine of growth, i.e. domestic consumption, through income tax swaps for nearly 30 million low-income taxpayers and 120 million marginal farmers. The budget offered relief to several sectors including automobiles, consumer staples and durables, real estate, building materials, home improvement and retail-focused banks and financials. BSE Sensex ended the session higher by 212 points, while Nifty Index jumped 62 points. Dr. Reddy's Laboratories, Eicher Motors, HCL Technologies, Maruti Suzuki and Hero MotoCorp saw 3-8% while Vedanta slumped more than 18% on weak Q3 earnings. ICICI Bank, SBI, Yes Bank and Zee Entertainment Enterprises lost 3-7%. News in focus. Foreign portfolio investors withdrew over 5,300 crore rupees from the Indian capital markets in January, indicating their wait-and-watch approach ahead of the general elections. SBI reported net interest income up 21.34%. Quarterly net profit up 349.61%. Operating profit up 10.47%. Tata Motors January auto sales, total domestic sales are down 8%. CV domestic sales are down 6%. Dr. Reddy's Laboratories has reported a healthy 45% year-on-year growth in third quarter profit. Revenue from operations increased 1% year-on-year. Growth in India, Europe and emerging markets offset by the growth in North America business. Norcell reported net sales up 4.8%. Quarterly net profit down 0.71%. Titan Q3 net profit up 35%, revenue up 34.4%. Ashok Leyland reported 9% YOY volume growth. 27% MOM volume growth for the month of January 2019. Key earnings to watch: Biocrop, Exide Industries, Glaxo, SRF Whirlpool, and AB Capital. Market view. Nifty opened with positive gap of 20 points on budget day at 10,851. As expected, Nifty extended its opening gains and rallied 150 points. In afternoon session, Nifty given up all the gains and turned negative for some time before closing up by 63 points at 10,893. Nifty was making higher highs and higher lows for past 3 days. But on Friday, Nifty failed to cross previous two swing tops near 10,985 and fall more than 100 points from that level. Friday, Nifty made inverse hammer pattern on daily charts, which indicates selling interest on higher levels. We expect some profit booking in Nifty. We may see further short covering in market only if Nifty cross 11,000 and close above it. For intraday support can be seen near 10,780, 10,735 and 10,650 levels. While resistance can be seen near 10,910, 10,985 and 11,050 for today's session. For further details, refer IGSL Market Insight report on InVentureGrowth.com. Download and trade with IGSL mobile app for live trade notifications. Have a profitable day.